It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 45. We're going to begin reading with the 23rd verse, so please open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 25, the 23rd verse, 45, I'm sorry, Genesis 45, verse 23. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles. We are going to have a lot of reading and a lot of names and things. You know that I don't skip over anything. We enjoy the Word of God. There's a purpose and a reason for every word that's listed in God's precious Word. It is His living Word. So now please follow along as we begin the study today. Genesis chapter 45, verse 23. And his father he sent after this manner 10 asses laden with good things of Egypt, and 10 she-asses laden with corn and bread and meat for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed, and he said unto them, See that ye fall not out by the way. And they went up out of Egypt, and came into the land of Canaan, unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he had saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, It is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. And Israel took his journey, and with all that he had, and came to Beersheba, and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night, and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. And I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again, and Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father, and their little ones, and their wives, and the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle, and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, and Jacob and all his seed with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed brought he with him into Egypt. And these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt, and Jacob and his sons Reuben, Jacob's firstborn. The sons of Reuben, Hanok, and Peluel, and Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Simeon, Shemuel, Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Sheu, the son of the Canaanite woman. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Judah, Onan, Shelah, and Pharez, Zarah, but and Onan died in the land of Canaan. The sons of Pharez were Hezron and Hemuel. The sons of Issachar, Tola, and Ferzu, and Job, and Shimron. The sons of Zebulun, Serud, Elon, Jalul. These are the sons of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob in Paddan Aram with his daughter Dinah. All the souls of his sons and his daughters were 30 and 3. The sons of Gad, Ziphion, Ziphion, Haggai, Shunai, Esben, Eri, and Arodi, and Areli. Sons of Asher, Jimna, and Ishua, Izui, and Beriah, and Sirah, their sister, and the sons of Beriah, Eber, and Malchiel. These are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah, his daughter, and these bare unto Jacob even 16 souls. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph and Benjamin. Unto Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, which Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On, bare unto him. The sons of Benjamin, Ribila, and Beker, and Ashbel, Gera, and Naaman, Ehi, and Roash, Mapham, and Hupump, and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel, which were born to Jacob. All the souls were 14. The sons of Dan, Hushim, the sons of Naphtali, Jezel, and Gunai, and Shezer, and Shelem. These are the sons of Bilhah, which Laban gave unto Rachel, his daughter, and she bare these unto Jacob. All the souls were 7. All the souls that came with Jacob into Egypt, which came out of his loins, besides Jacob's sons' wives, all the souls were 66. And the sons of Joseph, which were born him in Egypt, were 2 souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 70. He sent Judah before him unto Joseph to direct his face unto Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen. And Joseph made ready his chariot and came up to meet Israel his father to Goshen and presented himself unto him and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. And Israel said unto Joseph, Now let me die, since I have seen thy face, because thou art yet alive. And Joseph said unto his brethren, and to his father's house, I will go up and show Pharaoh, and say unto him, My brethren, and my father's house, which were in the land of Canaan, are come unto me. And the men are shepherds, for their trade hath been to feed cattle. And they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. It shall come to pass when Pharaoh shall call you and shall say, What is your occupation? That ye shall say, Thy servant's trade hath been about cattle from our youth even until now, both we and also our fathers, that we may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every sheep herd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. Quite a lot of reading today, but please, I hope that you enjoyed it. And let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank you now that we can come together and enjoy this time. We praise you for your precious word. There's a purpose for every word that you have listed to us. Please, now that you will guide and lead us, you will show us to the way of salvation through these words, that we will find that the Spirit, that He can come and touch every heart that is listening today, that they will know the way of salvation. They will be saved. They will have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. Please, dear Father, today, that that come to pass. And please, dear Father, that we can all grow as we come to know you first of all, and then we begin to grow in your way and will. Please, we're going to see Jacob. We're going to see him grow. Let's see that we grow too. Please guide and lead us now, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we've kind of left Jacob last time we were together. We kind of left him kind of hanging here. And as we pick him up, just prepared to head down into Egypt. And that's kind of, you know, that chapter 45, why they were sent back to go, the boys, the sons. And if you'll remember, and we've just looked at those names here, as we've listed him, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Gad, Asher, Naphtali. What have we got? I'm missing Naphtali here. Naphtali is down a little bit further here. Dan, Naphtali, and we have Joseph, of course. All these sons, there were a total of 10, 11 counting Benjamin as he traveled with them. And we have Joseph being already in Egypt. And as they had to come down to the land to get food a second time, they knew that they had to take their brother Benjamin with them, or they couldn't get no food and they would be called traitors or spies. And so they convinced their father Jacob to allow them to take Benjamin down. Well, when they got down there, remember the deal with the silver cup, and all of a sudden now they end up again back into Egypt. And Joseph wants to keep Benjamin there. But Judah goes before Joseph, not knowing that it's his brother, not knowing that it's Joseph. He goes before him and he pleads with him and he begs him that he can come and enjoy this time and look here very carefully, as we understand that, you know, Joseph, you've got to let Benjamin come home, because if you don't let Benjamin come home, what's going to happen? What we're going to find, what we're going to see is going to be the death of our father, because it's going to break his heart, because he has not only lost one of his sons, but he's also lost a second son. And it was from Rachel, his wife, the one that he loved and the children he loved. They're both going to be gone. We can't do that. And Judah did everything he could do to convince Joseph to allow Benjamin to come back. And if you'll remember, then at the point in time, Joseph showed himself. He got rid of all the Egyptians, everybody, all the servants, everybody left, and he showed himself to his brothers. And he filled their bags full once again. All their money was given back to them. This time Pharaoh sent wagons and everything to bring everyone down. He said, go, and we have 5 more years of famine. And so in order for you to live, you must come and you must be here and be with us. And so that's exactly what's taking place here. Joseph, by the instructions of Pharaoh and the approval of Pharaoh, he sent them back home again with wagons to load everybody up and bring them down. And that's what we've just read here in the end of chapter 45. And we have looked now at his father, he sent after this manner 10 asses laden with goods of Egypt, and 10 she-asses laden with corn and bread and meat for his father by the way. In other words, enough to make the trip. And so he sent his brethren away, and they departed, and he said unto them, see that ye fall not out by the way. And they went up out of Egypt, came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive. He is governor over all the land of Egypt. You know, in the past, we find that these boys aren't real trustworthy. And we find here that Jacob doesn't really believe them. Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not, in verse 26. And they told him all the words that Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he had saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived, and Israel said, "It is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go, and I will see him before I die." You see, Jacob is becoming very, very old, and he thought that he would never get to see. He thought Joseph was dead. He never thought he would see him again. Benjamin's all he had. Well, now, you know, even though there are 10 other sons and daughters and things, but he loved Rachel. Rachel gave him 2 children, and they were his favorite, and that was Joseph and Benjamin. We find now that Israel, Jacob, begins to make his journey down, and on his way, he stops at Beersheba, and he offers sacrifices unto God for his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in a vision of the night, and said, "Jacob, Jacob," and he said, "Here am I." What wonderful words. You know, we've had that from Abraham. We've had that so many times, those precious words, "Here am I." You know, we need to be prepared when God calls us and when God speaks to us. We need to be ready. And I hope that each one of us can say, "Here am I." God calls you for salvation. He shows you your sin and exposes you as who you really are. And instead of you turning away from Him and rejecting that free gift of salvation, you need to say, "Here am I," and He will accept you, and you can come in, the Lord Jesus will come into your heart, and you will become a child of God. You'll become a part of the kingdom of God. And please, today that you come, I just know that the Word of God, as we're proclaiming it today, is touching your hearts. And I just ask that you will allow the Spirit of God to come in, to show you who you are, and allow you to be introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ. And please ask Him into your heart. Ask Him to save you today. Please, that you would do that. I ask you that you'd do that. I beg you that you would come by faith to Jesus Christ. The time is short. I don't know how much time you have to live. You may have years, and you may have days. You may just have minutes. I don't have any idea. But I do know, according to all the things that are going on, that it's not going to be long. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to return, and we'll enter into the 7-year tribulation. And I don't want you to go into that tribulation. I want you to be raptured with us. I want you to come with us. And if you're a born-again believer, you will come. And I hope that you are. I hope that you've come today. And I hope that through this study, you'll continue to grow. It's a desire of our hearts that you come to know the Lord Jesus, and it's a desire of our hearts that you grow in the Lord Jesus. And so please, today, let's begin this walk and trust in the Lord Jesus. Ask Him into your heart for salvation. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. He paid the debt of your sin there. All you need to do is come to Him. That's what you need. It's paid for. It's already done. You know, it's a sad thing when there's so many and there's a gift that's laying on the counter there and you refuse to come and get it. You just refuse. You don't believe it. You just don't believe it. And so that gift gets wasted. You know, if there was a gift of $1 million laying on the table right now, and I would say, "Pick that up. It's yours." But you see, you it's in an envelope, and you don't know what's in it. You don't believe me when I say it's $1 million there. But you don't believe me. It's not enough. He says, "Larry, that can't be true." And, you know, "Larry, you haven't got that kind of money. I know you don't." And so it can't be true. And so you just walk away. Well, that $1 million lays right there. And it just finally goes to waste. Well, that's exactly what's going to happen to your opportunity of salvation if you do not come today to Jesus Christ. It's laying right there on the table. It's ready for you to receive. But unless you pick that up, unless you trust and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, it is in vain. You have lost it. And you're going to spend eternity in the place of torment, awaiting eternity. The place of torment's waiting. You've got to, if the Lord Jesus Christ would come today, let me give you the calendar. If the Lord Jesus Christ would come today, if He would come right now, we would begin then the seven-year tribulation. At the close of the seven-year tribulation, there's something called a battle of Armageddon. And that battle of Armageddon, the Lord Jesus Christ will come and put an end to that battle. He will be the one that will speak, and the wicked will be slain. And it speaks of the blood being bridle deep. And so as you find this great slaughter that will come, it comes because of people refusing Jesus Christ, standing against the Lord Jesus Christ. And this great battle, as he collects all the people of the world into one area and one region, he will come and he will speak, and they will be slain because they have refused to come by faith to Jesus Christ. That enters in because he comes down here and he will set his kingdom up, and for 1,000 years he will rule and reign with a rod of iron. And so, you see, we have, if today will be the day that he comes, we have 1,007 years. And at the end of that 1,007 years is when the final judgment will come upon the lost, and they will be cast in the lake of fire. So for 1,007 years, if you would die today, you'll go into a place called the place of torment, and you'll remain there until the time is ended, 1,007 years, and then you will be cast in the lake of fire. That's the only hope that you have. Those two things is all that you've got if you reject Jesus Christ today. So I ask that you come, and please hurry. Please come. Come to Jesus Christ today. This journey was being made, this coming, it was a time, an opportunity to see Jacob, to see Joseph again, and he was so looking forward to that. Joseph is the governor of Egypt. Jacob is growing. You see, we've got three different sections of Jacob's life. The first was in Haran. Remember when he went to Haran and spent so many years there? Then he come back to Canaan and spent so many years there. And we have very little suggestion that he pleaded with God, asked God for wisdom. We have very little of that. But you see now that we're being the third section of Jacob's life. The third section of his life when he comes into Egypt. And you'd think that would be a place that Egypt stands for the world. You know, what is Jacob doing? Well, when he leaves and heads that direction, look what happens. He says, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. And we can look into the book of Exodus, and we find very quickly that's true. That is very true of the great nation that was made in the land of Egypt. And so you see, when the Lord Jesus Christ, when Jacob was on his way down with his family, with the wagons that Pharaoh had supplied, with all that he had, and they found their way down into Egypt. You know, they got to Beersheba, and he stopped and he offered a sacrifice, offered an offering. We should always be willing to give an offering and sacrifices unto the Lord. And when God called, Jacob said, here am I. When God calls, please say, here am I. Please. I beg you, I ask you to do that. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ and he calls you, you say, here am I. And I hope that you mean it. Don't say it if you don't. And if you don't mean it when you're called for salvation, if it's just saying the words, don't say it. If a buddy of yours is convicted in the heart of his sin and he turns to the Lord Jesus Christ and he turns to you and he says, please, will you ask the Lord Jesus into your heart, but you see the Holy Spirit has not convicted you, it's a waste of time. But today, the Holy Spirit, I know, is in this study. He's touching hearts and touching lives. So please that you come. And please say, here am I, as he calls. And again, the opportunity, the open door, was to go into Egypt. Go into Egypt, Jacob. You're going to be made a great nation there. I will go down with thee into Egypt. Look at the promise. Wonderful. God's going to be present. It's going with him. And I will surely bring thee up again. And Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba. And the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father and their little ones and their wives in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle and their goods which they had gotten in the land of Canaan and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him. What a time period here. We've been so long for this to happen, and this is exactly what Joseph wanted. It's what God wanted. His sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed brought he with him into Egypt. And these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt, Jacob and his sons. And we begin with Reuben, and we have Reuben's sons. And then we have in verse 10, we have Simeon's sons. And in verse 11, we have Levi's sons. Now, we're going to hear those again of Gershon and Kohath and Merari. We're going to see those again. So please remember those names as others. There's a purpose for every one of these names that are listed here. And we have in verse 12, Judah. And we have and Onan and Shelah and Perez and Zerah. And we find here that and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And you know, we've been through that that study, and it's so sad as we find some of the wickedness of the people here. But remember these names. You know, we read them, and I'm just hitting the highlights here with the names. We have again Reuben in verse 9, Simeon in verse 10, Levi in verse 11, Judah in verse 12, Issachar in verse 13, his family, Zebulun in verse 14, and then it says, these be the sons of Leah, which bare unto Jacob, into Padan-Aram, and his daughter Dinah. Remember that. We have 33 souls listed there, and then we begin once again, because remember we had Leah and Rachel, and then we had their two handmaidens, and so it divides each one here. And then we have Gad, verse 16, Asher in verse 17, and their families, and these are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah, his daughter, and these she bare unto Jacob, even 16 souls. So we get 33 to begin with, then we have 16, and now we come to Rachel. And Rachel, Jacob's wife, gave birth to two, Joseph and Benjamin. And unto Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim. And so we're going to pick up a double blessing here. And so we have that as we look at the names. And so again, Joseph and Benjamin are going to be real popular. Manasseh and Ephraim are, you're going to be very familiar with. And remember who this daughter of Potiphar, the priest of On, gave her Asenath to wed, gave to Joseph, and that's where he had Manasseh and Ephraim through. And so now we come, and then we get the sons of Benjamin, and we find these are the sons of Rachel, which were born to Jacob. All the sons were 14. That's verse 22. Then we have Dan and his one son, and then Naphtali in verse 24. Now these are the sons of Bilhah, which Laban gave unto Rachel. And so we have first Leah, and then we have Zilpah, and then we have Rachel, and then we have the Bilhah. That is the two handmaidens and the two wives that Laban had given unto Jacob when he was back at Haran. And so now as we come and we look through each of these stages, we find that all the souls that came with Jacob into Egypt, which came out of his loins besides Jacob's sons' wives, all the souls were 66. Now you add Joseph's wife and two boys, we find that it comes to 70. To 70 souls. I've always said that 70 souls came down into Egypt, but I guess I have always been mistaken, because it actually was 66. Joseph had come earlier, and Joseph had received his wife and had his two sons down there. So the total would have been just 67, counting Joseph coming down, but it's actually a total of 70 now, counting everybody of all of that family. And so as we get down to that 27th verse, we're going to begin with 28 next time we get together. I sure enjoy the study of the Word of God. I want you to see that Israel here is growing. I want you to see this was all God's plan to put Joseph down there, even though all the headaches and the heartaches that Joseph had to go through, look what's happening now. Oh, my dear friend, follow after the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to Him today. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?